by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Friday, September 5th, 2025 edition. A couple other short stories I wanted to get to on this Friday before we have discussions with Tristan Cole and Rick Randall. Lansing is primarily focused on the budget right now. At least they should be. But here's the question that MERS News Service put out there. Will lawmakers and staff be paid during a shutdown? With state government motoring towards its first shutdown since 2009, it's very natural to ask, do legislators and their staff get paid during a government shutdown? If Michigan government doesn't have authorization to spend money at 12:01 a.m. on October 1st, does that mean lawmakers and their staff can't be paid for the time while they're working? Well, according to the attorney, Steve Liddell, he was the attorney for Governor Jennifer Granholm during the last shutdown in 2009, the governor is responsible for determining which state employees are deemed essential. Why? Because that falls under the executive branch of the governor. As far as the legislative branch, lawmakers will get paid eventually, said Tim Bowen. The only person to have served stints as the business office manager for both the House back in 1989 through 2004, as well as 2006 through 2017, and the Michigan Senate in 2022-2023. The State Officers Compensation Commission, the SOCC, sets the rate of pay for state legislators. And there's nothing in the Constitution that allows them to be paid anything different other than their annual salary as set by the SOCC and approved by the state legislature. However, if the legislature goes into shutdown, the business office will likely be told they can't come to work, meaning the timing of the processing payroll could be thrown off until a budget is passed and then signed into law by the governor. Bowen said they won't get paid on time, but they will eventually be paid. Now, this is what happened last time in 2009. Bowen, though, however, said legislative staff is a different matter. Staff to not be forced to come into work. Although his experience is that many of them would voluntarily come to work, knowing full well that they would eventually be paid. You're going to be told probably you can't come into work, but some do it anyway. So in the case that the government does shut down, the staff who does do work during a shutdown will be reimbursed for their time. It may end up being a bonus. It may be reimbursement of expenses, but they will somehow get eventually their pay. So that's what we're looking at. The end of this month, 25 days and counting. Justin Cole in the next segment. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three here on this Friday. Joining us as usual is my Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy and listeners, on this wet, rainy Friday morning following a glorious Labor Day weekend.
It was glorious. It was beautiful. But, man, fall is coming. It's in the air. And it just feels like football season, doesn't it?
It just kind of makes you want to spit on somebody, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Hey, Tristan, I want to start out today sharing a little bit with you and to get your answers to some life insurance questions.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned life. I'm sitting here working on some life insurance for a guy.
Well, this week, this past weekend, we went down to see family in Oakland County and Macomb County. And the reason we were going down there was to celebrate our, let's see, one, two, three, four, five, sixth great granddaughter, grandchild, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Her 2-year-old birthday was earlier in August. We couldn't make it down there for the party, but we ended up having her all to ourselves, Little Miss Emmy.
Aha.
Okay. And she's a sweetheart. Just love of my life. I love her to death. She is so cute. she just learned how to say, hi, Gigi. Oh, hi, great grandpa. Yeah. Yeah. It breaks my heart every time she does. I just melt. Well, my question is this.
Uh-huh.
She was two mid-August this year.
Mm-hmm.
How soon can I, as her great grandfather, or talk to our daughter, Tina, Grandma Tina, Vicky's daughter, and or the parents, Ashley and Dan, how soon can we buy and how much can we buy mm-hmm. whole life insurance on Little Miss Emmy?
Yeah, sure. That's a great question. Well, for my grandson, Walter, who's here in the office with us today, we put a $25,000 whole life policy on him when he was just a few months old.
Okay.
And so the age is generally not a factor in that. I believe for $25,000 whole life, the goal for the rest of his life, I believe I'm under $25 a month.
$25 a month.
Okay. It's less than that. I think it's 22 or 23. I can't remember exactly what it is. It's an automatic deduction. I don't miss
it. But because the policy is in place,
uh-huh.
it can always be increased. If you want the face value to go from 25 grand up to 100 grand or 500,000 or whatever, you have that convertibility on it because the policy is already in force?
No, that would be the conversion aspect with Farm Bureau life insurance policies has to do with term policies for term insurance. And generally, we don't do term on young people until they're 17, 18 years old.
Oh, okay.
So, but we could do, we could probably do more than 25,000 of whole life. And the biggest factor, Randy, is how much life insurance do the parents have? So what you can't do is have a lot of life insurance stacked up on your kids and none on the parents.
Okay. So is that part of the questions? Is that part
yes.
of the interrogation, if you will,
yes,
of,
yes.
before you write a policy?
It is. It is. And so ideally, you know, we'd have, you know, half a million term, you know, 20-year term on mom and dad. And then we'd, you know, put 25 minimum, you know, on up to, you know, 100,000, 50. Just depends on the circumstances what we could do on the young person.
Now, on that point, a 50,000 whole life policy for your grandson mm-hmm. versus 100,000 versus the 25 you actually have.
Mm-hmm.
If you had upped that to 50 or 100,000 and its whole life, as long as the premium is paid, continue to be paid, he would grow the equity, the investment portion of the policy would be much higher at 50
Correct.
Or 100,000 than it would be at 25.
Yes, it would. And then you can do things like paid-up additions, which you pay extra on top of that policy, which purchases more life insurance, because remember, we're talking about life insurance policies here. But it would increase the exponentially increase the cash value, and conversely, it would also increase the death benefit. You know, so if at some point cash was pulled out of the policy, the death benefit would go down. If it was paid back, the death benefit pops back up. But that's the beauty of whole life policies is there is, especially with, we call them PUARs or paid up additions,
yeah,
that you put on there. Even just throwing an extra $100 you know, on that policy does a lot.
Sure. Okay. All right. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the information from Ashley, our granddaughter, and because she is a public school teacher. Mm-hmm. She started a few years ago teaching kindergarten, and now it's really funny. She's been changed, promoted, moved to teach third grade, and a lot of the kids she had as kindergartners are now in her class as third graders.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, make sure that if her employer offers any life insurance, that she maxes that out, because that's a, you know, that's cheap group insurance, yeah, that she has while she's employed. You always want to make sure you max those policies out, because those are, kind of count those as like a free policy, if you will.
Yes.
And then you always want to have your own individual policies on top of that, because you change employers, things happen, maybe she wants to be a stay-at-home mom at some point, and life insurance, the cost is directly correlated with age and health. And so, for example, I'm working on a 70-year-old man right now.
Yeah.
And he's looking for a 10-year policy, $100,000. Now, he's standard, no tobacco. So just normal, healthy guy, no health issues, and no smoking, no use of tobacco, marijuana. And he's looking at about $173 a month.
And that's for $100,000.
$100,000 for 10 years. That's term policy. Just to give your listeners an idea of what the costs are.
Right.
You know, because maybe they got $100,000 left on their mortgage, and they figure they're gonna have that paid off in, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years. And you just need a little bit of coverage there in case something catastrophic happens and you know, somebody doesn't come home.
Sure.
And so you can throw that life policy on there even when you're, you know, 70 years old. That's an idea on that. You know, if you're 60.
Let me get this straight in my mind. So this quote that you're giving them would go from age 70 all the way to age 80.
That's correct.
Right?
$100,000.
He's betting $173 a month that he's going to die, and that you're going to pay out $100,000 tax free to his estate.
That's correct. Yes, to protect his spouse in this case, for, you know, some ancillary debt that they have sitting out there.
Yeah,
that if a drunk driver takes him out and God says it's time for you to come home and see me face to face.
Yeah,
there's $100,000 to clean up anything that's left over to make sure that his wife is left in good standing for the rest of her life.
Yep, the house is paid off. The credit cards are paid off.
They just have some extra money to give the kids for college or grandkids for college. I mean, sometimes people don't have any debt at all, and they still want some life insurance just to make sure life is a little bit easier. Maybe they send their spouse on an epic vacation they can't afford right now.
Right. Got it.
You know, something that they've always dreamed about. And then if something happens, they can do that. You know, looking at some of my brackets here, you know, 173 for 100,000 for a 70-year-old male, no tobacco. 60, it's only $53.25, roughly.
At age 60?
At age 60, $53, roughly $53, $54 a month for $100,000 for 10 years.
Wow.
It's
cheap bet.
So now we're getting down into where it's pretty affordable. Drop down to age 40, 40 years old, standard, just normal, healthy person, no tobacco, 40 years old. We're looking at less than $17 a month.
Oh, my God, for $100,000.
$100,000, 10 years.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing of it is that I look at is I'm looking at the cost of college, because Ashley is a school teacher. You know, she went to college, Oakland University. Dan is a police officer in the city of Southfield. I know he has life insurance as a police officer through the Michigan Police Association. I'm pretty sure she probably does through the teachers union.
I would imagine both of them do. And what they want to do is they want to know how much that is and look them, you know, eyeball to eyeball and say, is that enough to pay your mortgage off?
Right. And be able to provide not only paying the mortgage off, but putting enough money aside so that Ashley, you know, Dan gets killed at being a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be able to pay the house off so her and Emmy don't have to move.
Well,
but then she,
probably some extra money on top of that for a couple of years. She might not be able to go to work for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, she'll be devastated. She's not going to be able to teach class.
Right.
You know, so, yeah. Okay, very good. Now, my next question, real quick, let me answer this real quick. So when you call her, I'm going to call her and tell her that I'm buying this policy for Emmy. You are going to then call her and be able to ask her these questions about her and Dan first, so you know what we could do with Emmy, whether it's $50,000 or $100,000 whole life.
Because you're going to own the policy insuring your great-granddaughter, you have life insurance, so we're good to go.
Got it. Because I already have life insurance through you.
We should be good to go.
We're good. We should. But we do want to know what Ashley and Dan has, because you might want to advise them to increase that very cheaply through their work.
Yeah. So I want to do this too. So men cost more than women for life insurance. So a 70-year-old standard, which is just a normal lady, no tobacco, 70 years old. Now, the guy was 173. Mom, in this case, is going to be 120. So $50 a month less for the female over the male at age 70. So we drop down to age 60. Let's see. The male was at $53, $54. Females are 38.
Wow. That's huge.
So moms, wives, often, and I try to stress this in families, need more life insurance than dad, because if something happens to mom and she's a stay-at-home mom, what's dad going to do?
He's got to hire somebody to take care of the kids, the house, and everything while he's at work.
How are you going to do that?
Yeah. On top of trying to pay the regular bills.
Yeah, on top of everything else, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And so these are serious conversations that people need to look at in their lives and in their family budget. You know, can you set aside, you know, 2% of your income to protect your family if something catastrophic happens to you?
Right.
Or maybe you kind of look at your genealogy and look at your family, and you know about what your life expectancy probably is. Nobody knows exactly, but you can have a pretty good idea.
Sure.
And you want to make sure that something's there for your family.
Well, this is interesting. And like I said, I did not know there was all kinds of these caveats and things that would have to happen.
Well, let's say that somebody's, you know, super preferred, which would be, you know, you're a marathon runner, you're in very good shape, your BMI is really good, you have no medical anything. Rates get even better.
Yeah.
And then you can go the other way. So you might have somebody that's obese, not in good health, but nothing super catastrophic, but just has a medical history.
Sure.
Oftentimes they're insurable as well, but that rate's going to be a little bit higher to correlate with that. But oftentimes there's a way to still put life insurance on people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm going to be able to text people listening your information. The office phone number, 231-533-6489. His website is his name, TristanCole.com. And if you just text me TC or Tristan Cole, my phone will automatically send you this screenshot. And he also would like you guys to text him, 231-631-6659. All these numbers, the website, his email address, everything's in the screenshot, folks. So just text me TC. And I'll forward the information to you. Tristan, I'm going to talk to Ashley over the weekend.
Okay.
And I'll have a homework assignment for you for next Friday.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, buddy. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Randy.
Family Hour news break of hour number 3. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.